I don't get why I should use good manners at home. It's not like there's anyone there to impress.
Well, even if you don't need to impress your family, it's a good chance to practice anyway. Have you ever heard of the phrase, practice makes perfect? My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. When someone says practice makes perfect, it means that if you want to be good at something, you have to do it over and over and over again. This includes simple things like using please and thank you to show respect for others. Here's what it says in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 2 and 3. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. And now let's listen to our story. It's entitled, Practice Makes Perfect. As his parents discussed plans for the coming weekend, Nolan took another helping of potatoes. Hey, pass the gravy, he said, interrupting their conversation. And the salt, too. Dad frowned at him. Didn't you notice that your mother and I were talking? You interrupted us, and whatever happened to saying please? Well, sorry, said Nolan, but I need more gravy. Mom shook her head. Nolan, you're being very rude. That's been happening too much lately. Nolan rolled his eyes. It's not like we're out in a restaurant or at somebody's house or anything. You mean you'd use better manners in a restaurant? Asked Dad. Sure, said Nolan. I try to remember to be polite when I'm with other people, but you don't expect me to be all proper around here at home, do you? We certainly do, said Mom. You seem to think that you only need to have good manners when you're with other people, but that's not true. Being polite and respectful is one way to show others that we care about them, and that's important all the time, especially at home. Right, said Dad. Developing good manners helps us think about others and how our actions affect them. It's one way we can show people the love of Jesus by putting their needs above our own, and home is the best place to practice. Nolan frowned. Practice? Practice, said Dad. A football player practices to get ready for the Super Bowl, and a figure skater practices to get ready for the Olympics. And here at home, you can practice being thoughtful and respectful, so you'll be ready to interact with others at school or in the neighborhood or anywhere else. Your mom and I will help you practice good manners here at home, and God will help you think of others and how you can show love and concern for them. He paused. They say practice makes perfect, you know. Well, I'm sorry I was rude, murmured Nolan. Dad smiled. Apology accepted. I think you understand what we're saying. Do you have any questions? Nolan looked down at his plate and grinned. Yes. Can I please have some more of that delicious gravy? So how about you? Does your behavior at home show respect and consideration for others? Or do you think that having good manners doesn't really matter around your family? Your home is the place God has provided for you to learn and practice behavior that shows love and kindness toward others. Let Him help you be considerate and respectful at home so you'll be prepared to think of others wherever you are. Our key verse is found in Galatians chapter 6, verse 10.
Whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially to those in the family of faith.
And our key thought today, show respect at home. Hey, Mom and Dad, it is easier than ever to get the Keys for Kids stories delivered right to you every day. All you got to do is check your email. Sign up at keysforkids.org/subscribe. It's a super easy way to share it with your kids or to pass it on to friends and family. Remember, it's keysforkids.org/subscribe. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.